Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We thank you for joining us today. And as always, we have very interesting guests talking to us about what they're doing in business and how it relates to you and the city of Houston. Our guest today is Texas Market President, none other than Scott Silvas. He's a member of our board of directors. And as you may know, Fifth Third is underwriting our big annual luncheon and business expo, the largest in the city of Houston with over 1,200 attendees. As always, we want to remind everyone to please, please get vaccinated so we can get back to business as usual. On that note, we'd like to welcome you, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Lauda. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, first of all, what an interesting year it's been yet again, 2021, but Fifth Third remains focused, doing phenomenal things in our community. Scott, talk to us about some of the things that you all are engaged in.
We remain very active in the Houston community. Despite some of the challenges and headwinds a lot of businesses have been faced with this year, there's been a lot of optimism and strong business sentiments around growth opportunities. So it's been a great time to continue growing our team, being very active in front of business owners and helping them be very successful as they still navigate through some challenges, but with a lot more optimism for a positive outlook ahead.
Well, and I might imagine that a lot of people are looking for new opportunities now and are trying to take advantage of this virtual space that we have and really being in a much more global environment. What are you seeing from your clients?
Yes, I think, really the two things that are top of mind are managing through some labor challenges and shortages as they continue to look to fill positions to support some of the strong rebound we've seen. And for those businesses that have some international complexities, they might be faced with some supply chain challenges. So we've worked with a lot of companies to help potentially unleash more working capital capacity so that they can support higher wages when they need to, and maybe accelerated payments to suppliers to try to get deliveries on time, or even advanced payments so that they can increase orders so they can support the job, the activity that they have. So I think it's been important to be a flexible bank and work through some financial solutions to support, again, the strong rebound that a lot of companies have seen this year.
Well, and speaking of businesses, certainly the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is at the forefront, engaged at the local, state, and national level as it relates to public policy and advocating for support of small businesses. You all have been, like most banks, involved with PPP in that process, and it's been a lifesaver for businesses. Talk to us a little bit about the businesses that you work with, and what is your niche for Fifth Third?
Sure. Well, as we've established a middle market banking presence over the last 2 years, we really target companies that are diversified in industry. So a good mix of what you would find in the Houston and in Texas market, manufacturing, distribution, those involved with the port and maritime, those supporting the petrochem and refinery sector, professional services. We really have a broad focus on the market and have been very fortunate to leverage the relationships we have across many different companies and business owners and sectors.
Well, Scott, what would you like to share with the audience as it relates to Fifth Third and banking needs?
Sure. Well, again, it remains a challenging time. Certainly a lot more positive sentiments this year versus last year, and a lot more positivity on the horizon. But to support challenging business needs and support companies that have opportunities for growth via increased investment in the business or even through mergers and acquisitions, you really need a strong banking partner to be thoughtful and creative and flexible with the solutions that you can explore. Every company is different. Every situation is unique. So that's where a strong banking partner comes in. And we've got a sizable team here and a strong platform to leverage with Fifth Third Bank. So we look forward to opportunities to help more businesses be successful.
Well, and you guys have been not only involved with our Chamber of Commerce, but with a variety of different entities and communities here in the greater Houston region. Why is that important to you all?
Well, it's a strong, it's one of the core values of Fifth Third Bank, to be really involved in the community we serve, not only supporting through, you know, direct relationships, but to really be an advocate for business initiatives, business needs, the community that we serve. So it's just been exciting to establish the team and the presence and support the bank's efforts through sponsorships and donations for not-for-profits and board seats that some of our team members may have, and really be active to support the vibrant business community that we have.
Well, Scott, we are so fortunate to have you as part of our board of directors and the team of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. As you know, we do our very best to be very engaged, again, locally at the state level and then nationally. So thanks for all you do, and thanks to the entire Fifth Third team. See you soon.